Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Feel God's Nearness by Tiffany Curtis, read by Leah Martin. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love Him. Psalms 145:18-20. Like many people out there, I live far away from my hometown and blood relatives. I grew up in Northeast Ohio, and I now live in Central Virginia, making the distance between myself and my parents, grandparents, cousins, friends, etc., about an 8-hour drive. I have one sibling who also resides in Virginia, but we live just over 2 hours apart. The distance between us makes intentional communication extremely important. If we don't make an effort to reach out to each other, we could potentially go days, weeks, even months without even speaking to each other. Thankfully, the technology we have today makes it easy to stay in touch with people, no matter how close or far they are. If I want to talk to my parents, I can easily call or FaceTime them. If I want to check in on a friend, I just send them a text. The issue then lies in the moments where I don't want to just call or text loved ones, but to be in their presence. To have that quality time and the comforting feeling that we only get when we're physically in the same place. How great would it be if our technology went one step further and we could not only call our loved ones, but transport them into our home or car or coffee shop whenever we needed them. Though we may never have the ability to do this with our friends and family here on earth, we do have a Father who is able to meet us anywhere, anytime. All we have to do is call on Him, and He hears us, and He's present with us. Even when it doesn't feel like He's near, He is always watching over us, ready to be right at our side when we call on Him. But just because He is always near doesn't mean we should apathetically sit and wait for Him to show up. Every relationship needs communication to thrive, including our relationship with God. Just like with our loved ones, we must put forth the effort to intentionally communicate with the Father. If we stay in constant communication with our friends and family, shouldn't it be an even bigger priority for us to have this same communication with our Savior? Make an intentional effort to speak to the Father today and every day. It doesn't have to be an elaborate, well-thought-out message. Just talk to Him about your day, your struggles, your triumphs. God desires to draw near to us, just as much as we desire to feel the comfort of His presence. As Psalms 148:18 says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him." This is His promise to us, that when we call on Him, He is near, no 8-hour drive, no connecting flights, and not just through a cell phone screen. He's right here, right now. Call on him today. He's already so much nearer than you think. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for hearing us when we call on your name. How reassuring it is to know that we serve a God who is all-powerful, yet still hears our faintest cries. Thank you that even when we don't realize it, you're near to those who love you. You want a relationship with us. What an amazing thing. Help us to be intentional when it comes to communicating with you. It's so easy to become apathetic or negligent with our prayer lives, but prayer is our lifeline to your presence. Let us fully realize the importance of regularly talking with you. You are our greatest source of comfort and strength. Lord, help us to feel your nearness today. No matter where we are or what we're doing, you've given us the ability to call on you and to feel your presence. Thank you for not being a distant God, but instead being one who desires for us to draw closer and closer as you pursue our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.